So me and Marcel got there like around the same time. I got there first. I got there like 5 minutes after. And we were like chilling. And we finally get into like the reception hall. And that's when we like looked at each other like, yo. No, I go, like, weren't you supposed to get Marcy?
He goes,
weren't you supposed to get Marcy? And we're like, who's getting Marcy?
Yeah,
I texted James so quick. I was like, nigga, you getting Marcy?
He's like, yeah, we're in the car.
Yeah. Exactly what he said. I was like,
oh.
I'm about to run out of there.
It's because since I was going to get her, I just hit Chris on the side. So I didn't hit him in the group chat. So these niggas were sweating. I was like, oh, fuck.
It is hilarious.
I don't know what.
Yeah. You like, pull the mic closer.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you my secrets.
Shut up. It's the holy time. The holy time. Yes. Sing it.
Oh my god.
You had nigga coming mad loud.
Nigga, you know we have a bonus episode coming out, right? Even if you're singing
this. I got to the mic because I know. So I'm going to feed into it, nigga. Fuck you.
Oh my god.
All right, you got it.
Secrets are safe with me.
Yo.
Hit the intro.
Hold up, put your ass in the air.
What's the
Ayo.
Mm-hmm. Show you Ayo.
Technology.
Ayo. I'm tired of using technology.
Yeah.
Was that not a 50 island? My bad.
I don't know.
What episode? Is this 78 or 9?
Yes.
8?
Hey.
7-9?
Is this 9?
I could just literally just open up
I think
the podcast
it is 7-9.
Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. We are in it by popular demand. This is episode 78.
Uh-huh. Eight.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
As always, I am your host, the homebody, Chris Jordan. Along with me, I got some friends. I got James.
Yes, sir.
I got Lou.
Yep.
And I got Drum Fu.
Fu is in the building.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. Fu's yeah. world.
Fooing it up over here.
Uh-huh.
Egg Fu Young.
That's Ooh, Young Fu right there.
Ooh, Egg Fu Young.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, who you texting?
Huh?
Retail.
No, he's writing this down.
I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, but he's like mad sus with it. I'm like, first of all,
nigga, I'm just holding my phone.
Yeah, but you were holding your phone kind of sus.
Nah.
Anytime your phone is being held below your belly button, it's sus.
He was holding his phone like,
how you hold your phone, nigga, like this?
Nah.
You be looking up at your shit?
Nah, you could have been like this.
He was holding his phone like his meat.
What? Mm. Below the belly button?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, if you jerk off pointing up, like that's.
Yeah, you live a dangerous life.
You jerk off with your dick hole pointed at your eyeball, by the hill. Like,
but then again,
but
then it's not a surprise because you're obviously going to feel it coming. Unattended.
Yeah, you definitely going to feel it coming.
All right, just, how do we get here? What is happening?
It's all Lewis's fault,
yeah. Real quick.
Oh, damn, where did I want to start?
The guy out here trying to skeet on his own face. What's wrong with you?
Hey, yo.
Lewis had to make sure his daughter had his headphones on.
Yo, turn around.
Yeah. Trust me, she don't know what's going on over here.
Apparently, it's bring your child to work day.
Yeah. It is. Marcel, we didn't bring ours.
Marcel, where's your baby at?
Wow.
What the fuck?
Wow.
That one might have to be taken out.
Yes.
Nah, you gotta take that out.
Yeah,
sure.
Nah, leave that.
Look at you trying to get himself canceled.
Nah,
Kane is so tired of us.
Bleep it out. Bleep it. So nobody knows what he actually said.
Cool.
There we go.
But that was
a good one, though.
That was funny.
I gotta get
that. Wow, we had to be up to that one.
It was funny.
All right.
Chris wants no part.
None. Not. I'm outside. I'm already in the car back on my way home.
Trying to get the dollar.
Trying to get that dollar.
Yo. What's up, niggas?
Oh, my bad.
Something in them cookies.
Damn.
It's the mint chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Mint and
bro.
Chocolate should never be paired together. You disgust me.
Never.
I'm okay with that.
You're garbage.
You don't like York peppermint patties?
No.
It's like the first thing me and Marcel agree on.
Yeah. Yeah, word, which is kind of scary. I don't know where to look first. I felt like the Red Ranger and the Green Ranger just teamed up, was about to kick me in the chest.
Yeah, they did.
Oh shit, you weren't red, you were in green.
Yeah, they did.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
All right, James. Are you saying that? You're
getting a little too confident with
that. Yeah, these mics come off. I have a foot in my chest. Anyway, speaking of dollar and change and getting kicked in the chest, I figured out what the most interesting black man is to me.
Mm.
Is the older black gentleman, right? That's about, I want to say, at this point, maybe like 53 to 56 years old, right? And it's the black man that has a child with him about 7, I don't know. These niggas are perverts. Yeah, I know exactly why they're laughing.
No, your segue was crazy.
The segue was so nuts. Me and James both were just like, yo, where the fuck is he going?
I just want to sit in the audience. Like,
he said, speaking of a dollar, getting kicked in the chest and being black. What?
I just found out. I was right here with Chris.
There.
Me and James at the same time squinted mad hard like, nigga, what?
I didn't know how to segue this, so... Sometimes you gotta skirt, skirt.
In 78 episodes, I've never seen these niggas like in fucking unison just start laughing.
That's twice. Off mic. That's twice. Y'all need to relax.
Nah, that was great though.
So anyway, it's like that older black man, right? And he's always accompanied by like a 7 to like 11, 12 year old kid. And it's interesting to me, like when I see them interact and stuff like that, because I never know if it's his grandson or his son. Because, you know, it's not like the type of older black guy who wears like the church pants just like 7 days a week.
And all the time.
He's the only nigga that has like loose change still in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And then when he walks by, he smells like cool water in the bedding track.
Ooh, okay.
It's that kind of nigga, man.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That is my favorite kind of nigga to see with his either son or grandson. Because I'm like, yo, who, like, are you like a Rolling Stone or like, are you just like, you know, a good grandfather?
A little
or
bit of both.
A little bit of both. Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. I was at my other job the other day and this guy, this older gentleman and his, I don't know, sidekick. Yeah, came up and he put the toy on the table and he did that thing where he's rustling in his
mad change.
In his pocket, you hear mad change and he's looking at the boy and he was like, shh, I don't know why I'm getting you this. Christmas in 2 weeks, goddammit. And he just takes out a wad of cash and he goes, how you doing, brother? And he starts flipping
and
through the cash. He's peeling them back, not even knowing how much the total is. He don't care. So I'm like, who you counting for at this point in the transaction, sir?
He's looking for a 50 to put himself, out.
Man. Yeah. And he looks at him. He was like, shit, it's my birthday. And then I'm just sitting there confused. I'm like, well, nigga, you the one that brought him in here and told him, yeah. Like, he don't got no money. You said yes. Why are you complaining?
Because you agreed my to birthday get him a toy. I'm buying you shit.
Yeah. But I thought that shit was funny.
Yeah.
So shout out to Granddaddy.
Yeah, Granddaddy.
To Granddaddy Daddy.
Or old daddies or.
At least it wasn't a creepy old guy this time.
Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy. That too.
Yeah, I ain't getting no creepy people this week.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
We need to put all the creepy people on one boat and just ship
them. It's a nasty boat.
Yeah, we're going
to. It's a nasty boat.
We're going to blow that motherfucker up.
That boat's going to sink.
That's one boat you don't want to be stranded on. We're going to
hit that shit with a rocket launcher.
Word. While you on the boat.
Yeah.
Isn't that, you know, the final scene of Dark Knight when you get on like the two boats? Like, who's on another boat? Creeps?
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, yo, that's an underrated scene. That's a good would you rather question. Mm. Well, I guess in a way, that's the ultimate would you rather. Would you rather die or live? I guess.
Right, nigga, I'm gonna kill those niggas. Fuck them.
Yeah. Which boat are you on? The rich boat or the prison boat?
Whichever boat survives, nigga.
What? that's not how the game works. I don't know.
No, that's how his game works.
That was a very Marcel thing to say.
Yeah,
that was.
Marcel's just in the water in the middle between both boats. Just looking at it, like, well,
and he don't even have to make the decision.
Nope. He was like, I'm gonna just swim to whichever one don't blow up.
Nigga just doing laps in the Hudson.
Snigger press both and they both blow up.
Like, fuck it, I survived. Time to go make some beats.
Time to go make some beats. That's a good drop. Time to go make some beats.
No, it's not. That's a terrible drop, nigga.
Yeah. They were like, yo, the music on your meat.
You should have known that shit was trash.
Time to go make some beats.
That's number four. It's going down. Stop. Why?
Some beats.
at six.
Time to go make some beats.
It's going down.
Look where we started.
Then I'm gonna beat my meat. Time to go make some beats. Time to go.
Look how he has your tag. Come on, son. Look at the type of tag he's giving you, man.
That's a nasty nigga. Yo.
I know which boat you on.
Uh-huh.
The banana boat.
The USS McNasty.
USS McNasty.
Yeah.
USS. Ain't that Russians?
The USS. Yeah,
that's
the USS.
Yeah, Russians are nasty.
Oh, nigga, USS just means unsinkable ship.
Word?
Yeah.
Why he say it like that's just some shit everybody knows?
Because
like,
I thought that was some shit everybody knew.
Nah.
My bad.
Nigga, I thought it was like
I'm saying it is a Russian boat.
All right, yeah. Cool.
I was like,
it could be Russian if you wanted to. What? Depends on where you make it.
Hey.
Hey, yo. I don't know.
It could be Russian if you wanted to?
Yeah. I don't know, son.
That was a reach.
Oh, all right, man.
That's Lewis talking to his meat when he's on Pornhub.
Wow.
Hey, it could be Russian if you wanted to.
Headphone check.
Yeah. That's the name of the episode. Headphone check. Episode nasty.
Earmuffs.
I had to make sure I brought those two.
Yeah, word. Wait, she got the air muffs and then the headphones on top of the air muffs?
Yeah.
I should have done that.
Yeah.
Wait, put your hoodie on.
She got the noise counseling. Was it?
What?
Canceling?
Noise counseling?
Yeah.
I got to console the noise?
You do. So how you go to DR and come back with an accent? Yo.
It happens, nigga.
Yeah, it does happen.
Nigga came back like Marlon Wayans in the beginning of White Chicks. He was in the bodega. Bappy!
Nigga came back with an accent and no shoes. That's crazy.
I have no shoes on. Y'all want to see a good segue? Speaking of trip, how was your trip, nigga?
Wow, that was a great segue.
I guess it was better than my black man segue.
Yeah, that was wild.
It was an even better setup, but all right, nigga.
All right. Oh, my bad. Took this nigga shine, I guess.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, no, the trip was a great trip.
Yo.
Got to get away from New York from you guys and New York for a little bit, you know.
Everything's expensive as hell.
This nigga James went to one wedding and got upset and was like, fuck it, I'm leaving the country. Yeah, right?
Immediately.
He went straight to the airport after we left that wedding.
Dragging his girl by, come on, we're going.
I pulled up to the gas station at the wedding. I saw him pumping gas and he looked at me like, oh. Then I got rid of you.
Again?
What do you want, Lou?
What do you want?
But what do you do in like for me, I haven't gone on vacation in 6 years. What do you do on vacation? Like someone who's like so used to working and on such a like just like back to back, this is something to do for days on end and you sacrifice sleep. Like if I went on vacation, all I would do is sleep. But being that you're in such a like a beautiful island for a limited time, like what the fuck do you do?
Yo, you get rest and move as slow as you want to move.
This nigga's sleeping in the water.
Yo, yeah. Nah, dead ass. Because the thing is, because like, you know, the resort's like obviously right on the beach. So once you go outside, they got those like big ass, like, I don't know what to call them. They're like beds on the
cabanas,
yeah. And you could just like look at the ocean and order drinks and shit like that. So, you just ocean pool,
restaurants,
just different types of water.
Yeah, just different types of water.
I like the fucking the swim up bars and shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, the only place I've been to, I went to Puerto Rico. I was 18, and it was before I could drink, so I couldn't even like.
I looked
probably like 15.
Yeah.
When I was 18, so it's not even like I
no
could
beard,
trick
no
and
nothing.
Yeah, get away with it.
They would have let us slide in DR too.
Yeah. Nah, they were pretty strict.
No, but you were in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
They were pretty strict because, like, even with the casino, they had, like, a little casino. There was, like, a group, I guess, like, one of the
I did drink. My bad to cut you off. I went to the Bacardi factory. I just didn't think of swimming up to the fucking bar.
Yeah, drinking you don't want to go to the Bacardi factory.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah. All right,
nigga, where'd you find a body of water?
Huh?
Go on.
Swimming in the barrel.
But yeah, they didn't let this girl in because she was 17. You had to be 18 to get into the casino. So
oh yeah, no, that
was like a little. Other than that, we did excursions.
What the fuck is an excursion?
What'd you excurge
on? As soon as we landed, we saw the group that was like selling excursion packages. Excursion packages is like. Where you could do off-road dune buggies and shit
like
that.
As soon as you landed, that sounded like the niggas in Times Square talking about you want to see a comedy show. Yeah. No, nigga, get the fuck away from me.
Yo, that's exactly what it was.
You want to ride in some dirt.
But the thing is, the one thing is,
want to see some dirt.
They're annoying, though.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Super annoying.
I know my people.
So we did that because that was the safest one, because you don't want to get excursion packages from just also, anybody.
James went to DR for the audience. I don't think we ever said
that.
Oh, yeah.
He went to Punta Cana. Somebody, yeah, they
Marcy
don't care.
Cares.
Yeah.
Marcy probably. Does care. Yeah. Probably. Right, Marcy?
Shout out Marcy.
Yeah. Marcy told the stories. So, yeah, we got the, it was zip lining, dune buggies, horseback riding. What else?
I did the horseback.
Huh?
I did the horseback.
Yo,
both of y'all niggas had sore nuts.
Yo, first of all, yeah, Dominicans play too much because when we was on the, when we was on the horses, they was like, yo, be careful when you pass by the water because there's crocodiles in there and they like to bite humans.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Wait. Is that a joke or is the actual crocodile?
They was joking.
Oh.
Nigga, there's no crocodile on the beach, nigga.
No. It wasn't because we had to drive, like, to the countryside.
First of all, okay, nigga, it's DR. Ain't no rules over there. So.
Yo, bro. Right. So this whole time, I'm on the horse mad serious. Just like.
Mad tense.
I followed the instructions. They said one hand on the reins, one hand on the saddle. The whole time.
This nigga gave his horse a pep talk before they went
Yo, on. I was like, yo, Pepe, hey. We're going to have to be very
you
careful.
You was on a horse named Pepe?
I was on a horse named Pepe.
Pepe, it's you and Meme. Keep your eyes on the road, nigga. Keep it moving. Keep your head on a swivel, nigga.
It was funny because the lady, it was like 30 people. So it was like mad horses. And the lady in front of me, she's with her husband. Her husband was in front of her. And like the horse just, you know, the horse was like,
yeah.
It did it a couple times. And she was like, ay, ay, ay. She was like, and she asked the guy in Spanish, like, yo, what is the horse doing? The guy was like, yo, it's not in my list. He's like, it's not in my list. Like, it's doing what it does. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Just horsing around.
They had to pull her out the
underrated
line.
Underrated joke right there.
And he hated it. Marcel hated it.
With a passion.
Underrated for who, man?
For his daughter. Yeah.
So our demographic is toddlers, nigga.
Yo, I can't front. Have you ever been ziplining?
Yeah. No.
Yo, bro, that shit was scary as hell.
That shit is mad fun. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yo, after the first one, though, like, because it was, I didn't know it was, like, in increments.
Oh, you did one where, like, you zipline to one spot and then you zipline
to
another.
Yeah, bro, high. Like, I thought it was just one. Yo,
oh, you were ready for the second time?
So we was on the, what do they call them, gondola carts? Yeah, so we was going up the whole mountain, and I'm like, the shit was wobbly as hell. I'm like, yo, I'm about to die right now, knowing my luck.
James, yeah, but then also knowing your luck,
car, so yeah.
I survived.
Yeah, you would fall, yeah. But then live.
Yeah,
the only one.
Yeah, so
we get up there, we get up there, and then like they strap me in for the first one. Yo, I was sweating bullets going down that, and like my body was turning, and now I'm like going backwards. Yo. I'm like, yo, how the fuck did I turn this around? I want to see.
You got to, like, spin.
Yo, yeah, you got to spin. I'm going, like, 800 miles an hour on a string.
Fuck myself. So I was like, yo, just spin. Just spin.
He's like, how? I'm like, nigga, you turn your body.
Like, it's that easy.
People at the body, spin it, stupid. You have a spin, stupid.
You have a spin.
So after, like, K. Yo, after I got to the first one, the second one was way more manageable. Okay. So
I thought he was gonna say mature. I was like, what?
Yo, it took like half an hour to do that whole shit.
To fall?
To get back down the whole
thing. You didn't spin
the
once.
Whole
and then, did that shit the whole way backwards.
Yo, bro. That was very interesting. And yo, it started raining while I was on like the third to last one.
Oh.
So I was like, damn it.
That DR rain ain't no joke.
Yo, thank God. It wasn't that rain.
Okay.
But when we got to the end where because the last thing they did was like, they had like a restaurant.
Shit
so
was
we all
empty Corona bottles.
We all ate. And then it started pouring that island rain. I was like, yo, thank God we wasn't on the freaking zip line and that shit happened, bro. Yep. I don't know what I would have done.
You would have cried.
I might have cried, bro, because I was on top of a mountain in DR, no service.
When you got to the bottom, the shit where it breaks, did it break dumb hard and you almost lost both your balls?
Yo, bro, the one in the middle, there was no barrier at the end. I thought I was going to fly off the thing. And the guy barely stopped me. Because the thing is, when I was sliding down to that part, he was sitting on the steps with his helmet off. Like
he was on his 15.
I'm the like, fuck? Yo, yo.
Like, he was waving him in.
Backwards.
Papa, you got to spin, Papa. Wait,
you don't want to see?
Like, you don't want to see?
Like, nigga, you got to get up and catch me. Like,
you don't want to have fun?
Yo. But yeah,
like, was, help me. I'm like,
oh wait, so they have to catch you?
Yeah, like there's a break at the end that catches your harness, but they also gotta like you know brace you for the impact of it. Yeah,
so they just punch you and
slam into some shit.
So besides that, it was all cool.
Almost dying, it was fine.
Yeah, but that's just regular life.
Yeah,
the resort was very interesting.
How James almost died in Spanish?
I did almost die.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
I'll show you, Morty. Yes. Show you soñando.
Hey, like, you and Marcy on fire, nigga. You and Marcy are on fire.
Yeah, I see what y'all did.
Yeah, I see y'all.
But it was funny at the resort. Yo, I was very concerned for the staff at the resort because there was this white lady that was there. She was kind of short. She was bronze colored.
Oh, one of those. Okay.
Yeah. And like she was just like one of those that was free spirited, quote unquote. Yep. So she was like running around,
no,
like
no brawn.
Nobody, no. Her running around with her hands up in the air. Uh-huh. She was like hugging all the employees and stuff. Yo, she took like my whole trip. I seen her there. She took a picture with every guy that worked there at that staff. Like you know, like all the guys were like probably in their early 20s.
Yeah,
took a picture with every single one of them.
That's
had them on FaceTime.
She's from the recruiting from black.com.
Yo. she said she was there for 4 weeks in DR.
Oh, so she homeless.
They were just giving out the ball piece lottery in the break.
Yo, that's what it was. Like I was so and then like so the third day in, I didn't see her for a while. Then I see her again. And then she has braids. Like
yep.
Braids with the beads at the bottom.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like damn it.
That's post gangbang.
Yo.
And she hit the brown dick quota and was like, I can finally get the braids.
She definitely
did. Depending how many beads she got is how many ball
beads
she got.
Oh, she had a lot of beads.
Yeah.
Her whole head was beads.
Yep.
And the thing is, like the last day when I seen her, I seen her in the lobby. And she was crying.
Talk about uncut gems.
Yo, she was crying.
Wow.
I had a complete.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, Chris brought the heat. I had a complete.
Wow. You got it.
How many episodes is this? 78? Finally got one, man.
After we done harassed and broke this man down emotionally, he got one.
We gave him his moment. Immediately went back to beating his ass.
But other than that, yo, and they had you know how the resorts they have like restaurants on there, so they had a Japanese spot, and like you had to make
I don't know if I want
made by Dominicans,
bro. That was the best Japanese food I ever had.
Word, but you also think that's why you came back with a stomach ache, huh?
Nah, it wasn't
you,
that.
You think
that's
why your tummy hurts?
It was the Brugal.
Yeah,
I had
a little too much Brugal.
Yeah. Brugal shits is crazy.
Yeah,
but yo, that bro, they had a fried chicken sushi roll.
Ooh.
That was the best.
They had Mama Sushi on the island.
That was the best sushi roll. I didn't even know that was a thing.
My heart just stopped for 7 seconds.
Yo, we gotta find that.
I saw a tres golpes sushi roll one time.
Ooh.
That's a salami with the fried eggs and the plátano and the egg.
I can't eat no.
I can't front best pina coladas ever.
Yeah,
everyone was on point. Best margaritas, best daiquiri, best mojito. I was very impressed with the drinks. The one thing that was very annoying though was on the beach, you know how they got the people walking around selling stuff?
Yeah.
Yo, they're the most annoying people on the planet. Yep. Like I understand you trying to get your bread, but annoying me every single day while I'm on vacation is not gonna get you paid.
That's how they do it.
What the fuck are they doing?
They're doing like a pink tornado thing. I don't know what that was.
Lou will show you pink tornado.
All right.
Hey,
that's
all right. We're moving on. We're done with the James segment for this.
I'm glad you enjoyed your trip, though.
Yo, word.
Yeah, for real.
Wait, hold on. You said you got hit on by somebody. We're not skipping that.
And then Laura hit on her.
No, it wasn't her. No,
come on, son. You know how the story goes.
Laura hit on him.
No, it's Laura's fault because.
Oh shit! Oh,
yeah, it's her fault because we was leaving. So we
Laura wanted to watch.
Our flight was at. Let's take it very easy.
I was just waiting for him to catch on.
The first time I saw somebody,
I really don't want her to kill you.
So we went to we was at the airport going back home, and
was it the lady with the beads?
No.
Or was it a nigga with beads?
No, it was. So we about to get food, so we had bags and shit. So I was like, "Yo, just wait at the table. I'll get the food." So she wanted. I was getting pizza, and then she wanted what was it? It was Wendy's. Mm. So I went to get the Wendy's, and there was a gay dude behind the counter. So he took my order. And then, mid-order, he was like, "Yo, you have beautiful eyes." And I was like, "Oh, thank you. I appreciate that." Yeah. And then...
I want to violate them.
He elbowed the girl next to... Yo, and it's mad busy. Yeah. There's mad people there.
Yeah.
He elbowed the girl next to him and was like, "Yo, look at his eyes." And then she was like, "Oh, you have nice eyes." Then he elbowed her like, "Yo, I saw him first." And then
about to see this lawsuit.
So I'm waiting for the order.
If you don't get my 4-4-4-4-4-4-4,
I'm waiting for the order.
Hey, Dave, you don't come over here and get your hot and juicy.
Wow. So he calls me over because the order was there. Uh-huh. And then
abandoned the register. This sounds like a horrible worker.
And as I'm grabbing the bag,
you trying to work something else.
This dude grazed my hand, talking about, "Oh, have a good one."
Uh-huh. He ain't grazed you, nigga.
Yo,
nigga, full on licked your palm.
I didn't want to see the thoughts going on in his mind. Trust me.
That seems like a sexual harassment.
It kind of is type thing.
Like you can't.
But you know what? I'm not in the U.S. So. I was trying not to get in trouble out there.
You were trying to get into the U.S.
I was trying to get in. Wow.
Hey.
Lewis.
Hey, at that point, he was already in the airport. He was like 75% there.
That's not what he was saying. Not what he meant by that.
That's what I meant. I gave y'all one, all right? I let y'all have one earlier. This is it. This is where we're going now. God damn.
Listen.
All right, so James is back. He's safe. Jesus
I'm back.
Christ.
Thank God.
He might not be.
So, while James was gone, I felt like the universe was like, "Yo, son, I don't know what to do now, so I'm gonna just try to kill you instead." Yeah. So
there we go.
I went.
Uh oh.
I'm glad it wasn't me.
I'm scared.
So I went to SOB's Tuesday night with Marcy. A little date night.
What a date night, nigga! You invited all of us. We just didn't go.
Yeah, but I invited y'all after she already got the tickets for us. Okay. After I asked for her to get the tickets to go out, and then it wasn't there. Nigga, shut up. It was a date. All right, cool. I work a lot. I'm going to take dates where I could get them. All right? Jesus Christ. She going to be listening. She's like, "It wasn't a date." I know it. Nah, but we drove into the city. We got there mad early. So, you know, I was just like, "All right, you know, let's go eat." So we end up at this like Japanese restaurant.
You got the fried chicken sushi too, nigga?
Nah.
Yo, I'm gonna find it and bring some for y'all.
Where?
Where you gonna?
Please do.
I'll take it. That shit was mad good.
Yo, make them at home. Yeah.
So
no, I don't want that shit. Wow. They can give you a whole fucking chicken leg wrapped in sticky rice. Like,
with the bowl still in.
They just pour rice on a bird like, "Yo, here."
They give you sticky rice, chicken wing, and soy sauce. And say,
"Show you sticky rice."
Nah, that nigga tried to show you sticky rice. Hey,
yo. Sir, this is a Wendy's. I'm gonna need you to relax.
Try to give you his California roll.
All right. What the hell is happening?
Lewis is getting crazy right now.
So anyway, we're at this Japanese restaurant in the city, like literally right around the corner from SOB's. And I tried hot sake for the first time.
Right.
And it took everything in me to not make the sake to me joke. But it was...
Did you?
No, I didn't. I just said that I'm not going to say it. So technically, that's like me saying it. But, you know, whatever. So I'm high as fuck because we got mad time to kill. And across the street are like these office buildings. And about seven floors up, there's this white dude just like leaning on the ledge of the window, just like staring at me. And like I look and I notice, I'm like, you know what? Maybe he's trying to like look at something or like read the fucking menu on the outside of the restaurant, because we were sitting by the window. And I'm like, nah, all right, whatever. Look back maybe like two 2 minutes later, he's still in the same position. So now I'm like worried. So I look at him. I'm like, yo, babe, I'm like, baby, look subtly to the right.
And she turned it.
And I'm like, yo, is this nigga up in that office building staring at me?
That guy? Yeah.
And she sure. Goes,
Paul.
Wow. So then I look and she's like, stupid, that's a cutout. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yo, this thing hold on.
He hit the pen too many times, bro. Right.
But then I saw the
snap. There didn't look no cutout.
But then she looks and she's like, wait, no. And I'm like,
I think she hit the pen too much.
So now for the next 20 minutes, we keep looking and going back and forth. I'm like, nah, that's a real person. Like, nah, that's a cutout.
Yo.
And then I try to open my phone and zoom in. And I was like, oh, damn, it gets fuzzy when I zoom in because it's at nighttime. So I was like, fuck. So then my fear now was looking to the left. No, was like, oh, coming to the conclusion that this was a cutout and then looking to the left and it's just gone. And I'm like, oh, shit. We got to go.
Baby! These niggas got hit by the pen.
Yeah.
That definitely didn't look no cutout to me.
No, but like,
Lou was
breathing.
Lou was high too.
Lou said he was breathing. Like, how close did they get to this nigga?
Nigga zoomed in all the way.
Yeah, I zoomed in pretty much. You nigga, you don't be voting on my post. Fuck you.
Damn, I didn't get to vote.
You was in DR.
I ain't even
DR-ing.
Seen shit,
nigga. I don't know what you're talking about.
You viewed it. Shut up. I was still trying to stay active in the group chat.
You were good on you.
Yeah.
But
you were the group chat.
Yeah. I forgot that he went.
Like, he initiated every conversation.
That is true.
Yo, my service was booming out there.
Oh, yeah. So then
he said, "Say less. Yeah, I'm gonna say
James
more."
Here, you don't hear from him for like 3 hours.
Yeah. So then we go.
Nigga, go to another country and he's just on anything. Like, yo, I got you.
You got time to kill, nigga.
So then we go to the Devon Terrell show. Great show. Love him a lot. Love
shout out Devon Terrell. Young Devon
Terrell. You said Devon?
Yeah, I did say
Devon. Devon, nigga.
Shout out to Devon University. Yo,
I can't pronounce stuff today.
So, this was the first show that I actually...
Just say it in Spanish, bro.
Went to of
Devrono.
His.
Wow. So, no, now we're going to have to fight.
So...
Like DiGiorno.
But it's just Dominican food. Devrono.
Frozen Dominican food. Just pull out a whole frozen salami.
Papa, it's not delivery. It's Devrono.
Papa, it's not delivery.
It's Devrono.
Oh, you know who you got to deliver that to? Papa John. That nigga gonna be tight.
You gotta deliver that nigga anything with a side of the yayo, because that motherfucker sweating like he's throwing lines all day.
Nigga said, I ate 40 pizzas in 3 days.
Like, how are you not dead?
Yo, check your cholesterol, bro.
Nigga, why?
You want retribution.
He said, the day of reckoning will come. He said, and pizza shall rain down on everybody.
Yeah, nigga, when you gotta go to the toilet.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Nigga sitting there sweating garlic knots and pizza grease. Reckoning is coming. Like, nigga, you got grease in your eyes. Stop winking at me, bitch. What the fuck's wrong with you? Nigga got the kind of bow ties where he blinked the back of his scalp roll up.
Yo. Why it looked like he was cutting a WWF promo, though?
Because he was skied up.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't Zeppelin's in his pocket.
That nigga was like bronze and wrinkly, walking around looking like Hulk Hogan's armpit.
The Papa Maniacs are gonna come get you. The Papa Maniacs.
No. Oh, sorry, Chris.
That nigga.
I'm ready to go see him and Shaq for WrestleMania.
Yo.
Woo. That nigga was off the shits.
Yeah. He was with the shits. Yeah.
He was injecting that garlic butter right into his veins.
And they gonna die for that pizza, boy.
No, that pizza gonna kill him.
Yeah, why was he so upset? Like, what happened?
Who was he barking at too? He was like an actor.
Yeah, I forgot why. Oh. He was like, he doesn't know pizza. I had 40 pizzas in 3 days.
Why?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, weird flex, but all right. Like,
that's one of the weirdest flex ever.
Tell us your pizza intake.
But then, I don't know if he was eating only his pizza or just like any pizza.
He made it sound like,
does he even have a pizza anymore?
That nigga's the reason why they got pizza slices
he's
and orange combos for $2 in Rosedale.
Yo, fam. Fam.
They took his papa title away.
He's Papa Shaq now.
Wait, that nigga was yellow. He was popping blood vessels.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What a way to end the year.
Wow.
Oh. Oh man.
Yeah. All right, Chris, sorry.
Oh shit, Chris was sending a story.
Yo. They going on a Devonta, five.
So Devonta Rowe.
Yeah, right.
Pizza, pizza. So this is the first show I've ever been to of his, right? I never knew how, I'm going to say, passionate his fans are. But even like before that, his opener.
So the person next to you threw panties. Continue.
Nah.
Nigga, Marcy better not throw panties.
Oh, yeah. He has a whole other side.
I catch them shits right there. Like,
that nigga Odell them shits. Odell Bredrin over here.
Odell Bredrin.
Senior. Devon Terrell sees it on stage. He's like, Papa, you know what? I have fun.
Wait, what did Devon Terrell have to do again? Wait, I'm lost now. Oh, man.
This nigga Chris laughing like he gonna stab me after that.
Now I was just like, yo, what would be the promo deals? Catch three panties, get 50% off your next buy. Like,
he did it, he caught three. Guess what we eating tonight?
Now we combine all those jokes into one.
That's crazy. Look at us evolving.
Papa Yon's.
Oh.
Papa Yon.
Papa Yon.
Papa
John?
Yeah, Papa Young.
Papa John?
Yeah. That's
the Philly. That's the Philly franchise.
Wow. Papa John?
Yo, you know that shit come with mad hair in it.
Oh, wait, what? Wow. I'm thinking he's going to say cheesesteaks or anything else.
He said hair.
Rocky gloves. I don't know.
That shit sounds like some C-minus health code shit. Nah, bro. I'm good.
Yo. Damn. All right.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, two of his openers, right? The first was this young lady named, was it Amelia Vera? I believe her name was.
Okay.
Dope.
I like that name.
Yeah, yeah. Very dope name. He was one of the guys, she went paintball. That nigga's a shooter.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we found a shooter.
Then the next act was this guy named Kamau. Now, Kamau is a very, like, soulful brother, right?
Okay.
Where you could tell he's very into yoga, natural hair, the curls and all that stuff, little bandana. My man came on stage, right? And this boy can sing.
Mm-hmm.
But before, he was like, yo, how's everybody doing tonight? You know, blah, blah, blah. My name is this, that, all that stuff. My nigga came with, like, a package of blueberries. He was like, any of y'all want some blueberries?
What?
There was like four or five people up front. I was like, hell yeah, pass them down.
Oh, they were high as fuck.
Yeah, this nigga's passing out blueberries.
Oh, ain't nobody told me we're going to get free blueberries. Huh?
So, yeah. What?
The blueberry. Papa, you don't want a blueberry?
You got any what? I got the pizza berries?
Wow. What? I got the pizza berries?
Wow.
Look at us. Who would have thought we'd be here? Yo, not me.
Not Papa Young.
Not even Marcy thought we'd get here.
Oh, man.
Marcy turned it off already.
Yeah, she's gone. She left. She's sewing or some shit. So then, yo, he was dope. He was like one of those people where after I heard him sing, I was like, well, I'm just going to go home and download your whole fucking discography.
That's
go.
Right.
It was really good. And then Devon came on, right? A lot of energy. Like, great performance and stuff like that. But in between acts, like, because I got a good space. Marcy and I got a good space in SOBs.
Is there a bad space in SOBs that's just, like, the size of this room?
Yeah, but there's a better. Like, you can either be in the back.
You can buy, like, the bar where there's, like, the pillars and whatnot.
It's, like, a little elevated, yeah, right?
Okay. I've seen niggas stand behind one of those pillars. Yeah. That's a bad spot.
Yeah, it is a bad spot.
So there's that.
But that's their fault.
There's the upper
part. Yeah, because they don't have the nut to like tell a nigga move out of his way so he can maneuver or whatever.
All right. I don't know. Let me tell him.
Where were you at?
Go ahead, nigga. Where were you sitting?
No.
Sitting.
Crucial information.
No, I wasn't sitting. You know.
I ain't seen one seat in SOB.
The front.
They got a balcony.
The front.
Right, that's right. The little VIP.
Shut the fuck up. Let's tell some fucking stories. Niggas going up fucking schematics and shit. Fucking SOBs. Jesus Christ.
The people want to know.
Sounds of Brazil.
In Belgium. Our Belgium listeners want to know.
Yeah, shout out to Belgium.
I guess.
Hey, Belgium.
Send us some waffles, nigga.
Send some waffles.
Please.
Frozen waffles.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, you know how SB's fucking set up? Now I'm going over schematics. Where the railing is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we are writing on the railing. So I'm leaning on the railing.
That's a good spot.
Yeah, right? So I'm thinking it's a good spot. It's not too close to the stage where I'm bumping into people, mosh pit style shit, and I'm not too far away. So we're standing there, right?
Actually, might be the best part of the set.
That's what I thought until 6'2" shorty with the giant natural afro decided to stand in front of me. And I'm like, come on, sister, I love your fro, but I don't go out often. Like, I want to see I want to see my homie.
You also don't get blocked often.
Yeah, So then she moved out the way, right? And this is an opening act. She moved out the way. Then this fucking 6'3" wide, fucking 6'7" tall bodyguard looking nigga came.
Refrigerator.
Just big dude. So I'm thinking he's like private security, but he's not dressed like security. But
he's unprivate security.
Yeah, I was afraid of him because he had his hands in his jeans the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his jacket tucked into his back pocket. I don't know how, but he had like
nigga, what's the schematics on that one?
Yo, he had his track jacket, right? A good portion of the track jacket tucked into his back pocket, so the rest of the jacket was just swinging, not even touching the floor, just swinging. That's and I'm crazy. Like, what the fuck, nigga?
You swinging mad jacket?
You wear at least a 2X, and it looks like a medium. Yeah. Like I don't. This thing was huge. So he stands in front of me. So I'm like, shit. So that was during come out.
You better not say nothing. He better put you in his back pocket.
Yeah, right. That's why I was like, nah, you good, brother? You, I got plenty of breathing room. he moves. Then this dude named Rob. Find out later on. His name was Rob. Also a Devon Terrell fan, and I will say probably top 5 Devon Terrell fans. Okay. 4-3-2-1 were like on either side of him. So this dude Rob again,
they clicked up.
Yeah, dude had was like 5'10", but had a big afro, so he was like 6'3". Then he had his counterpart next to him who was like 5'2", but homeboy had like a corduroy Sherpa jacket on. I'm like, all right, that's a dope jacket. Fucking my dude Rob had his the Marimount jackets.
Okay.
A little puffer joint on.
Oh, he's from Harlem.
And he decides to take his phone out and go on live while Devon is performing, and my dude is throwing up rapper hands and all that stuff, and I'm like, but he's an R&B singer.
Yeah, that's
so and then he's like, I'm like, yo, you're fucking up the live because you're moving your phone all around.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm not gonna say nothing. His man's next to him. He was short, but he had like a good like 2-foot like perimeter around him where he was just moving and dancing and like rap and singing along with his hands, almost brushed up to the girl next to us about 3-4 times. Like he was in her personal bubble and he looked like he throw one elbow, it's going straight in her face. But she didn't even say nothing. But these dudes
I stiff arm those niggas with the quickness.
These dudes had energy.
I hate that.
He wasn't coming in like it wasn't bothering me because I was taller and I was taller than him. But if he took a step to the left, like if he did like one cha-cha slide to the left, nigga would have been in my space. Then I would have been like, I would have just like pushed him. Like just like a little bit. Just
relax.
Like do it that way.
Don't do that again, please.
So then it was funny because at the end of the show, I also saw Steph from the Need to Know podcast.
Hey, shout out Steph.
Shout out Steph. She was standing like behind me, and I, like all I did was look over my shoulder, and she was standing there. I was like, she was like, I thought it was you. And I was like, nigga, the back of my jacket says homebody. Who else? With a big Superman patch. Who else it was going to be? But it was funny. Shout out Steph in the Need to Know podcast. So then at the end of the show, like Devon has his own line of merch. And he had like these custom sneakers that he had made, and he was given 2 pairs away to the 2 livest like audience members.
Oh, that explains a lot,
right?
Ah,
so yeah, it was so immediately I'm like, yo, Rob and Lil Rob, like next to him,
this nigga was a lookout,
yeah. So Devon gives, and the baby just collapsed.
She good,
yeah. Keep potting, nigga. Yeah. So now Devon picks Rob as one of them, and he holds up the shoe, and then he throws it like to Rob,
and like it just kinda, one shoe.
I don't. I guess he got the other one later. I don't know, but he took the one shoe and he threw it to Rob, and it kind of bounced off his head, his hand, and hit the head of the person next to him, and the nigga went doo doo, kind of stumbled. I had to laugh. That he laughed. People around us laughed.
Wait, what kind of shoe was it?
It was, I don't know. It was a shoe, nigga. Who cares?
Like nah, it was a Tim.
Nah, it was. Like yeah. Air Force? Nah, it was closer to being built like a Converse.
Okay, all right.
Or a Converse.
I didn't hurt that much. Get up.
Converse or a Blazer.
Because you get hit with a Nike boot, it's over.
Yeah.
A Nike boot? Jesus Christ.
This nigga's throwing lugs into the crowd. So, beautiful show, right? Had fun. Now we go to the car. I'm driving back towards the Williamsburg Bridge, right? And you know how it kind of splits the entrance to the Williamsburg coming from, like,
yeah,
from Manhattan? Mm-hmm. It splits left and right. It's pretty empty, not raining anymore because it was a rainy day. There is a Mercedes truck in front of me. I'm in the right lane heading towards the entrance. There's a Mercedes-Benz truck in front of me, and to the left is a taxi cab. But like the hatchback taxi cab kind of shit. Mm-hmm. And Marcy and I are just talking about the show and whatever. And the Mercedes hits, like clips the divider to where the back of the car swung left into the taxi cab. And then they just kind of like, skirt, there's bumpers flying, side view mirror comes off. Like I'm watching this accident.
Marcia's still asking if the guy's leg cut out or.
So now I slow, like, I didn't screech on my brakes or anything. Like, I had enough time to, like, slow down, but we were close enough. We were right there. Mm-hmm. So now the both cars end up in the left lane. So I slow down, everybody slows down behind us. So my car is the first car to go by. Everyone in the taxi cab looked okay. Then we go.
Oh, God.
I mean, no, we go to
I
the.
Shouldn't be laughing.
No. We go,
setup.
Now we go to the Mercedes Benz, and I'm driving by slow, but the airbags deployed, and I guess like it gets a little smoky, so I couldn't see into the car. But it wasn't a high speed crash where I think anyone was like any fatalities or anything like that.
Of course,
it was a good speed, and like it looked bad. But so now I'm driving around, and I looked inside the car, I didn't see anything. And then I swerve around the side view mirror that's in my lane, mm-hmm. and I keep going. And then maybe like I look into the rearview mirror, and then I see the taxi cab behind me stops, and that guy gets out. I was like, "Yo, now I feel like a terrible person for not like pulling over and actually going to see to help." So now it's to the point where Marcy and I are the only car on the Williamsburg Bridge.
Just going,
and, yeah, just going. I'm like, "Yo, are we bad people for that?"
No.
And she's like,
"Y'all are smart people."
Nah, I mean, like, I felt
you got the whole bridge to yourself. You're making good decisions.
I know.
Now you could ball peace and harmony.
You doing it. What?
Motherfuckers dying behind you and shit.
It's a free bridge.
No.
It's a free bridge.
It's not where
that's bucket list type shit right there.
My niggas hanging out the window, bleeding out, head across the other side of the bridge.
And they're over there ball piecing on the Williams.
Dragging them all behind them like it's a just married sign and shit. I see you, bro.
I didn't.
While she's still sitting there wondering whether or not it was a cutout.
Chris said, I'll show you cutout.
Nah, it's not a cutout. That nigga's head got cut off. It's different.
Yo,
I wholeheartedly didn't think we would end up here.
Ambulance coming down, passed him on the wrong
opposite
side.
Way. Chris is waving him off like, "Good job, guys. All right, man, good job."
He's like, oh. Chris is like, "Get the fuck out the way."
Chris is like, "Oh, they'll be okay. That guy's coming down the wrong side."
Ambulance flips over.
Dude has explodes. Michael Bay film happening behind him.
Once he gets off the bridge, the whole bridge collapses. Damn, Chris.
Damn, Chris.
God, yo.
That's what happens when Chris goes to SOBs.
Son, this is why
Chris was an SOB. The only SOB that drove by.
Y'all look too good at potting. Y'all look too good at potting. Nah, stop. Hey,
2 years under the belt, nigga.
Oh, man. So, I mean, I guess I did feel bad, though. Like, I went home and I kept checking Citizen. In that area.
And that was his morale check.
Yeah. Nah, just wanted to make
Man gets hit with fish. He's like, "All right, how you doing with me? I'm good."
Multiple casualties in the Williamsburg Bridge. All right.
He's like, "But that was 15 minutes ago. I've been home for 20.
That's true. That's a good point.
Stop.
Damn,
you guys are the worst.
No, you the worst. I'm pretty sure it was a cutout.
It was. Nah, but then it was that. But that whole debacle, I don't know.
The debacle.
The debacle of the Williamsburg Bridge.
Bridge? Like that was the headline the next day.
I like that.
One Subaru was seen leaving the scene. I'm like, oh,
speeding off.
My only quote was like, it was an empty bridge. Like, what you want me to do?
You can't possibly know it's me. They got to zoom in on the back of a jacket and his whole body.
Who else could it be?
Fuck you. Nah, but that reminds me of this movie.
There was another scenario in which you got everyone killed?
Yeah. Nah, just like, you know, just very dangerous. Because this nigga was saying, oh, the bridge is falling and shit like that.
Oh, don't put it on me, nigga.
Nah, Godzilla and whatever. So,
sure reminds me of fucking, what was that, 2012 or some shit?
2012.
Oh, 2012. Yeah,
2012. I don't know. Yo, my parents were watching some earthquake movie yesterday. Or at least that's what they said. Like, I came in the house.
The one with the rock?
Nah, not San Andreas.
That's the one I was thinking about, too.
That's what I thought. And then, like, I walk in earthquake and movie. Some
yo,
white.
Yo, I hated when they were in that
was
movie.
Was it the one in like, Peru?
Maybe.
And they were in a club and it was an earthquake?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I didn't sit down and watch. Oh. But
I seen
the two Lizzo performing there?
Oh, nope. Leaving that one there.
Ah, damn.
No, the fuck you won't.
God, no. Don't get these two started.
Fucking shit.
don't get little Duvall started.
You both can't be the Green Ranger.
All right.
Relax.
Technically.
No. Shut. One was red and one was green. Shut up, James. Uh-huh. Fuck you. Technically.
Hey, who's the White Ranger? That was the Green Ranger too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's you, nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be the Black Ranger.
Nah, that's me.
Nah, nigga.
You're a putty. I'm a putty.
Oh, Luda Putty.
How I never putty?
Putty Lou. Putty Lou.
I like that.
No, yeah. I don't.
That's how we know it's right. So I come in and they're watching some earthquake movie. And there was this lady, she was like, guys, I think I figured it out. I have to look, if looking at the parameters and blah, 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 all we have to do is this. And she goes on to say some science shit. And then there was a guy that she was with, she was talking to some dude, I don't know. And he goes, miss, isn't that something you just suggested about 20 minutes ago? And she was like, yeah, but that was then, this is now. And the name isn't miss. It's doctor. Mm. And I'm like, bitch.
Yo, who wrote this?
Oh. I'm like, bitch, the whole world is shaking. People are dying. And you over here arguing titles? If you don't get your fucking ass in that goddamn lab and figure out how to stop this
were
shit.
Were they in California?
Nigga, I don't know. That's all I saw.
Damn it.
That's the one thing I hate about like natural disaster or like earthquake movies. Like they always give you like the, yeah, that's how earthquake was like, how the earthquake started with two plates rubbed together. Like, yeah, nigga. I knew that.
How do we stop?
Yeah, give us a solution.
Yeah, how do I prevent myself from falling into this hole that just fucking opened up on La Brea?
That's true.
Doctor dumbass. I hated that bit.
I think I know which movie that was. That shit was terrible.
James, how many earthquake movies have you
I've seen?
I've seen
like about four. A solid four.
One, nigga.
A solid
I've
four.
I've just seen San Andreas about it. Oh, no, and This Is the End. That was an earthquake movie, right?
No, earthquake just happens in the beginning of, during the rapture. Yeah. That was the rapture, Lewis.
Got it.
Yeah. Lewis thinks that during every earthquake, the giant devil is going to come from the fucking sky.
I haven't lived through many earthquakes, all right?
All right.
Shaking my head.
Cool.
Because of the earthquake?
Nah, I don't know. I just want to shake my
shaking
head.
My head because of the earthquake. That's an underrated joke.
Speaking of shaking my head, did y'all see Cardi B and Offset at the strip club?
Hey, I was.
There's a lot of shaking going on in there.
There was a lot of shaking going on there. Somebody did shake the head, I'm sure.
Somebody did this.
Somebody shook this. Yeah,
she said, look at all that box. Let me see it. I'm like, all right.
Wait, she said that?
Yeah.
Hey. I didn't listen to it. I just
But she
saw...
said the explicit version of that.
I said the same thing when the chicken sandwich just came. Look at all that box. Let me see something.
So Cardi B and Offset went to the strip club for his birthday, because today's his birthday.
Yeah.
And she gifted him $500,000.
Yo, envy you, Dusty.
Which?
Oh,
why you gotta do that? Why you just gotta?
Because he is, man.
Why
that
you?
That was some Dusty nigga shit.
That's messed up.
All right, we're not gonna get there. I'm gonna leave that there. But anyway,
there's nothing else to it.
Okay,
y'all do your research.
That's so. Anyway, Yeah, she gifted him $500,000, which I assume is the $500,000 that he was throwing. And I don't think, like, get to go to the strip club, and then I give you $500,000. I figured it was $500,000, let's go to the strip club.
I hope so.
Right?
Yeah. That's pretty much what it looked like.
Right? But they have an abundance of money, so he could have got both of them. I don't know. But there was a lot of ass shaking. There was a lot of sweat. He was wearing, I think, like a turtleneck or really like long sleeve.
He had on several layers.
Yeah, he
had like biker jean sweatpants.
It might have been cold in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it was that cold. I didn't see a lot of hard nipples. And trust me, there was a lot of nipples in those stories.
Yeah.
And then Cardi goes to like two stories later, and she had 17 cases of Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
That's what I knew. I missed out a good party.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
That was a moment where I sat there and I was just like, you know what? This is why they hate us.
Yeah.
I understand.
I didn't even know that they had catering cases and they were green. They were in green. I was like, that don't make no sense. I've never seen green in their color palette.
I've also
before.
Never seen Quavo so excited for anything in his life. That nigga was like making it rain chicken sandwiches.
He was throwing chicken sandwiches at the strippers. But I wanted to come in and ask
what
you.
What chicken sandwiches?
what's the other nigga name?
Take off.
That's
crazy. That's funny on its own. What's that other nigga's name?
That nigga got left on Bad Bougie.
When they pull up on Lou, then
I won't.
We ain't gonna save you.
I'm like, nigga, I'm an amigo too, nigga.
Wow,
I'm an amigo too.
He was pulled out his sombrero. How does Lewis portray the wrong Latin?
They don't know this.
Hey, man, when you're right, you're right. All right, cool.
Niggas Quavo Poncho.
Wow.
So like now, I wanted to come here and ask the question. Is when you're that rich, is giving someone money that like, is it like a whack idea, I guess? Like, I don't, like, well, is it corny?
In Envy's case, it was. But in Offset's case, I think it was more for the strip club.
Yeah, like, if you give someone a ton of money to just go blow it at a strip club, that's cool.
Man. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Because
now, like, you facilitated the experience as opposed to just, like.
It's kind of like throwing you a birthday party, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and
these are the party favors. This is the candy that you get to beam at. Strippers.
And the way that shit looked, it looked like the only people in there were his team, like his
the Migos,
friends,
Coach K,
and shit like that. Yeah,
right. Yo, WAC 100 was there too.
That seems sure.
All right, I don't know what it is.
Huh? WAC 100.
That's
the game and Blueface's manager.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think he manages Cardi too. Maybe.
Yo, how do you manage?
No, like that? I think QC manages Cardi. Like the whole QC.
Yeah, she was. I think she. Who cares?
Do they still manage her?
Who, QC?
Yeah.
That's a wild conflict of interest. I would not recommend having.
Well, that's what they were.
Like, no, that was a conversation that people were having. Yo, like when she first got with him.
Yeah.
Offset
and broke up with him.
Yeah, and then went and then stayed with. Yeah, that was a conversation.
Yes. It's a wild way to do business.
I guess so far, you know, it's working. So now I'm talking to my girlfriend about it, and I guess I'll frame it like this. So Cardi comes from like the strip club like environment, right? Mm-hmm. That culture and shit like that, where you could say, hey, man, there was at some point she was shaking ass on guys with questionable morals and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now she's on the other side of the fence where she's married, has family, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I'm saying this is not her first time at the strip club with her husband or whatever, or just like friends or whatever. Like you just go to strip clubs to ball out.
Yeah.
And like you both ball out on strippers together and shit like that. But coming off the heels of this cheating scandal or just like news shit, whatever broke, true or false, whatever the fuck happened with that. Do you think it's weird to, or would you then go to the strip club with your partner who has like this like stigma or this thing on their back of just like, oh, you're a cheater and shit like that? Like, is that weird?
I mean, it's kind of setting yourself up.
Yeah, right. It's like, it's kind of like, hey, you're addicted to this one thing. It's like, oh, if I knew you had a drinking problem and the only time we hang out is at bars.
Yeah.
Is it That's the way I read it at first. But then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to Marcy. And she's like, she's kind of just like doing it. Not, she's like, the way it read to her was just like, hey, none of this shit bothers us, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, whatever you said, you said, I dealt with it, which is fine, perfectly fine. I have no problem with that. But anytime I see something that spontaneous, I should say, or like her doing it, and she was like, hey, I'm not bothered, blah, blah, blah. It always looks to me that it's like, hey, you're bothered.
You're bothered.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Did she say she's not bothered? She made it at a point?
No.
I didn't listen to the audio.
No. I don't think she did. Well, she came out. No,
I mean, like, I think they do that on the regular. I don't think she's bothered
they
that much.
They do, but I mean, I was looking at, like, she got that whole
That's what I'm thinking. I'm looking at it more from the case, not their relationship. I think they do that on a regular, and I think she's fine. Like, I think they just live that lifestyle where, like, yeah, that nigga's going to cheat sometimes, I guess. All right,
yeah, cool.
Yeah, but I think it's more about, like, her case. Like, maybe you shouldn't be in that environment when you got a case going on.
Like, yeah.
But on that
standpoint, I
neither
mean.
Neither one of them have good experiences with strippers.
Exactly.
So, like, but maybe don't do that.
On that standpoint, I mean, she's telling the strippers, like, yo, go dance on them. And then.
I mean, it's also not it wasn't like a real strip club. But like, when it was obviously higher strippers at a venue.
But what if he bags her after that?
How is he gonna? I'm pretty sure Cardi kept an eye on that nigga when they left.
Nah, I mean, is she gonna keep an eye on his DMs?
Always keep.
Oh,
he's talking
like, oh yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm
can she
sure,
really get mad?
I think she lives that life where like she just knows that nigga's gonna cheat sometimes.
I mean, she did say that like he's allowed to cheat sometimes.
Exactly.
Like
so
she said that?
Yeah.
I mean, all that shit just depends on.
I know that's situational and stuff like that, and there's no problem with that. Like, if you guys have like set standards within your relationship and shit like that, you obviously don't have to explain it to anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if that's something she said, then there should be no reason for any of this stuff to be a story. Like, but any of this news of him cheating, like, that changes everything for me.
It's funny because she said that a while back, but.
Oh, I would have missed it. I never would have.
But the thing is, it's kind of confusing because, like, I'd assume that she was tight at him for cheating after the fact. So it was like.
I don't know.
She was just saying that because it sounded cool.
Maybe. I don't know. That's the whole thing.
Because there was a whole thing where he was trying to win her back and stuff. And,
right.
Like, showing up to her shows with flowers.
Yes.
Yeah. But that was after she said, like, oh, he's allowed to cheat sometimes.
Oh. Well, maybe that's all out of context. Maybe somebody got it wrong. I don't know.
Nah, she said it on live.
Oh, shit. Listen, yeah. Listen, y'all, all I got to say is y'all keep doing what you're doing. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about just
I was just bringing
maybe
up.
Maybe stay away from strippers for a while.
Nah, keep doing it. I need stuff.
Legal reasons.
Nah, fuck that.
I never make this thing in my lawyer. Fuck it, go ahead.
Now keep doing what you're doing. They ain't
worst lawyer in history.
I mean, they have plenty of money to take care of that. I'm pretty sure she's confident in that. I think she's going to win the case and whatever.
She's looking
good.
Like Big Bird at the court case. So.
See? There you go. She showed up like Big Blood at the court case. Smacked the shit out them strippers. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But yeah, fuck it. Keep doing what you're doing. I don't care. That's your life. Do what you want. You got mad money. Fuck it.
I heard Tekashi getting out.
No, you didn't.
I heard he's getting out.
No, he's not.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that nigga.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck about that nigga.
Moving
that's who's man's.
That's who's man's?
Lose.
Don't put that on me, nigga.
I got the same last
almost,
name.
Nigga almost said I was a Trey Blood.
How long are we at?
I don't know.
3 hours.
He said, I don't know. Nigga, you got the clock in front of you.
An hour and 3 minutes.
Okay. All right, hold on.
Tekashi gonna come out and get a job at DeVrano.
Yes. I fuck with that.
Oh, shit. You know who won't be, who needs to apply for DeVrano's? Mm-hmm. The fucking game company. Not game company. The movie company that did the Sonic movie in Vancouver. They went out of business.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because they had to throw it back and do everything all over again.
Damn.
Animation
they ain't even get to make it to fucking release day.
Nah.
Basura.
Wait, when was that supposed to come out?
It comes out February 14th. So
wait, so it's still coming out?
It's still coming out. So basically what happened was...
How?
Animation's done. They had to double back and make the animation again.
Yeah.
That ain't cheap.
So basically what happened, the Sonic movie trailer came out and everyone hated the fucking way Sonic looked.
He looked like a crackhead.
Yeah, so then they went back.
He did look nuts.
And...
They made him look like Sonic.
They made him look, yeah, exactly. They made him look like Sonic. Sorry, I'm trying to fucking talk and look up this shit.
Got you.
So, oh, basically, so the name of the company is Prominent Visual Effects Company. Moving picture company has reported suddenly shuttered the door on their Vancouver, Canada studio, which is most recently responsible for the widely lauded the redesign of the Sonic the Hedgehog in the upcoming self-titled film. Right? So everyone hated Sonic. They went back, overworked, obviously, to like fucking meet this deadline, pump mad money
way
into it.
And it's gonna be trash.
The fucking the trailer came out. And I'm going now. I'm going to go watch that movie.
I'm good.
It looks fun enough.
I've never seen that face on myself.
Yeah, me too. That was a new one.
Yeah, it looks fun enough where it's just like, oh shit.
That shit looked like his knees brought on a boy he didn't like. I don't know.
I like Sonic. I like Jim Carrey. I'm fucking going, right?
Oh, but, Jim Carrey's.
Yeah,
okay.
He's Dr. Oh,
yeah,
Robotnik. He's
Dr.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's Sonic?
Nigga, I don't know.
Knuckles, nigga, I don't
know. The real blue nigga. No, stupid. Who's playing the voice of Sonic?
I don't know.
Bunch of dumbasses.
Nobody knows. I don't know.
Talk about the little blue nigga.
Why did you get so mad? Because
he's being a dumbass.
Oh, are you just going to let him call you a dumbass 3 times in a row?
I'm trying to make him look stupid. Bro. He got it. Because you know damn well what I meant. Damn.
Dumbass. Fucking Red Foreman over here.
You Red Foreman, yeah.
Wow. So then,
y'all still didn't answer my question.
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, I know who Doc Robotnik is.
Because he's Jim Carrey.
Because I see him.
James, hold on. Holy, I'm quiet. How would I know who this little animated nigga's voice is? And why is it surprising that I don't know who the little animated nigga is, but I know who the real life actual fucking person is?
Because you watch movies.
I can see that nigga with my two eyes, James.
It's Jim Carrey, nigga. He played a Grinch.
Just like, you see Jim Carrey, you know it's Jim Carrey.
He was dumb or dumber. I don't know which one.
He was dumb or dumber. I don't know.
Nigga played God.
All right, you know what? I'm going to look this up.
All right, you got it? I don't know. It's, all right, cool. But anyway, the fucking company closed, and I think that's wild fucked up.
Yeah.
And apparently that happens a lot, where all these like visual effects companies and shit like that, they're overworked, and gaming companies too, and they shut down or get like laid off right after like, or sometimes even before the launch or release of the movie or project or whatever the fuck. And I was like, yo, Dan, that's fucked up. Because I was super hyped for those guys. I was like, yo, they did a great job. I'm thinking that, yo, their stock is about to go up. And maybe it will for some and not others. Because I don't imagine everyone's going to get a fucking job. Because that's just the way the fucked up the world is. But God damn, yo, somebody better come back and beat the shit out of somebody.
Imagine you got like your first gig. You fresh out of college. You went to animation school or whatever. You come in and they tell you your first job is on the Sonic movie, and then they tell you what they want that nigga to look like. You sitting there like, well, this degree is going to be hard to pay off.
And then the whole world shits on you.
You put it out and you're like proud of yourself because you did what you were supposed to and you made it look the best you possibly could.
Given the parameters that were given to you.
And then everyone was like, nigga, you suck.
Whose man's is this?
And you just sitting there like, yo, nah, but I don't give a fuck, nigga. They fucked it up.
They
said the budget is $95 million
accumulated
before or
so
after
more than $95 million in order for it. It says it is estimated that the delay of the film and the redesign of Sonic put the film $5 million or less over its original budget of $90 million for a total of $95 million.
But what's the extra $5 million off of 90?
Yo, but the thing is, in the box office, I don't even see this thing making like $15 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why y'all gotta come.
I'm good.
Y'all gotta go. I'm a pass on that, man.
Yeah, how else are you gonna find out whose voice is Sonic?
You don't even gotta pay to see this.
Who?
Yeah, I'm good.
Who? Ben Schwartz?
Who the fuck is that? He's not
somebody's
familiar.
Nephew.
You know Andrew?
They
should have got Andrew to do that. That would have been a way more entertaining movie.
Why didn't they get Jaleel White to
Jaleel White?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the original voice of Sonic in the animated series. Oh, yeah. So you was about to call him a dumbass.
Yeah, exactly. You should have let him go.
I saw it pending.
James trying to set me up.
I swooped in quick. I know
you should see Marcel's face too.
Yeah, I was just like, huh?
Did I run that?
I hate Lewis.
Did I run that? Ting Bak DJ. So, one of y'all, I don't know who
Lewis.
Put this.
Most likely me.
It was you that put this link into the group chat the other day?
Which one?
The bodybuilder joint?
Bodybuilder joint.
Let me see.
Nah, I'm going to just read it. Bodybuilder Yuri Talachoko to wed his sex doll girlfriend.
Oh, that was me.
After 8 months of dating.
That was me.
The only thing I really got to say, man, is 8 months? Y'all know each other that well in 8 months?
Yeah.
You find out everything you need to know about
that's
it?
That's fast.
Yeah, that's fast. You guys move pretty quick.
Yeah, all
right. You meet her family?
Pump your brakes, man.
Y'all moved in together
pumping
first?
Her brakes. I mean, you meet a manufacturer.
You meet her manufacturer. You see the background she come from? They got good labor conditions?
She gave him a manufacturer.
He knows how to hit that plastic just right.
Mm. I'm sure it's rubber, James.
All right.
Some sort of silicone.
Some sort.
No Valley. Congrats are in order for Kazakhstan-based bodybuilder Yuri Tokochoko and his girlfriend, Margo.
Was he Japanese?
Yo, that's how the shit is spelled. His last name.
Tolochoko.
Because it's T-O-L-O-C-H-K-O. No,
it's a Tolochoko.
C-H-K-O.
This is my sex doll.
Very nice.
Also my sister.
My brother Bilo. He wants to meet you. He wants to have sexy time.
He wants to make sexy time me and boom boom.
He wants to know how she can grant access to the vagin.
My sister said you never get this. And one day I get out of my cage and I get it.
Hey, yo.
Never gonna get it.
Bro, I was
wow. Yes.
He gave her the wow 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 wow.
<Ba-da-ba-ba-ba>.
He's fucking it.
Wait, one more quick thing before we go back to that. Yo, y'all ever seen the documentary of the people from Kazakhstan?
No.
That were trying to sue Sacha Cohen for the portrayal in the movie? Bro.
Yo, Kazakhstan's a real place?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Man, you just read an article about it.
Oh shit! Yeah, you're right. Y'all looked at my phone like, oh shit!
You could tell he was reading Borat.
But yeah, that part of the movie was mad funny. And
we're not talking about the movie anymore. Back to the article. I don't care. This just seems like a very fuck.
I was just trying to make sure the cut wasn't too awkward.
Take out everything about Borat and everything.
Cut is a cut. We've had worse cuts.
That's fine.
Hey man. So that wasn't an awkward cut.
You're a Torichoko. And his girlfriend, Margo.
So you Torichoko.
I want the Tonus for some reason now.
Who planned to tie the knot after he proposed to her 8 months into their relationship.
Wait.
That's why I paused. I'm like, oh.
How do you propose?
Does she respond?
What she said?
Oh.
There's no.
Did my man say, will you marry me and then put the finger in her mouth and man? Nah,
wait, yo.
There's no consent.
Listen, James, stop.
No. I'm with
Am
James.
Am I wrong?
I'm with James on this one.
No, you can't.
We don't know what the sex doll wants.
Yeah.
Guys.
How are you going to assume
guys,
that the sex doll wants to get married?
Guys.
Why are we checking consent there?
And guys, yes. Fucking shit. What the hell?
We don't know if we fucked him before.
No more night podcast. All right?
What if he's saving himself for
marrying? I hate.
No.
I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go home. I just want to go home.
My God.
So the proposal comes after Torochoko.
You gotta stop saying it like that.
I'm gonna have to.
Nah.
Took Margo to undergo cosmetic surgery to address some insecurities about her looks that arose when he showed her off during media appearances.
Yo. Throw the whole nigga away, man.
Well, he's not a nigga. He's from Kazakhstan.
Wait a minute.
Here's a quote.
How does she have insecurities about her features?
There's a quote. She began to develop a complex. No pun intended.
Wow.
On complex.com.
Because she didn't develop a conscience to develop
complex. I see what Complex did there.
Is this DJ Academics? No.
He said, when I presented her photo to the world, there was a lot of criticism and she began to
develop. Yeah,
nigga,
she's plastic.
Rubber.
Whatever the fuck
it is.
She began to.
Got the material police over here.
Materialist.
You're a materialist. You're just a material girl in a material world. That's it. She began to develop a complex, so we decided to have plastic surgery. She has changed a lot. At
she
first,
plastic, nigga. What's wrong?
At first, it was hard to accept.
This doll had plastic surgery.
Wait, guys.
No. I'm not done.
This is going to take a minute.
You we can't just bypass that.
This is wild.
I'm just saying, it gets better.
It gets better than that?
Listen. Wait.
My nigga definitely used to jerk off to a Barbie doll. Yes, <it
did. laughs> Yo, check this. The couple first met at a bar. When?
Wait. Wait, did someone leave their sex doll behind? My nigga so bad with women, he walked up to the one that didn't talk. So he
said, you come here often? You want to?
And she just sat there and he's like, oh, all right, I got the juice, nigga. Tell me to leave yet. Let's go.
You're looking a little rough. We might have to fix you up
he
a little
said,
bit.
He said, I got a line for you, paper or plastic.
Y'all are going to hell. I don't know how, but it's going to be on the express.
My nigga said, did it hurt? She didn't say nothing.
Did it hurt when you fell from the factory?
When you fell off the conveyor belt?
Yo, my stomach hurts.
Ma, can I get your serial number?
Bars.
Son.
Wow. Oh. Continue, please.
Oh. All right. Let me just get this paragraph.
The story is crazy.
It's a good one.
We got a lot to say.
Yo.
Yeah, let me just get it off.
I give you about said. 5 words before I got more
That's
jokes.
Not what the dog said.
The dog didn't say shit.
The couple first met at a bar when, as Torchoco recalls, he rescued Margo from a young man who was treating her
Why
wrong.
Why are you naming sex doll Margo?
This nigga jumped this nigga for a sex doll.
Wait. Did he dirty Mac for a sex doll?
That nigga said your sex doll looks my size, fam.
Yo. Whoa. I don't know. What?
Margo.
No, Robbie. Margo. No, he robbed Margo from the other nigga.
Yo, my man gotta relax.
Yo, what's the female to male ratio in Kazakhstan? Like, it's gotta be
not,
trash.
Not right? enough, obviously.
Bro, watch the documentary. You'll understand.
All right. The two have been inseparable ever since, even as Margo
has... Yeah, she got no choice!
Even as Margo...
He's dragging her behind him like a little kid with a blankie.
I take her everywhere with me.
Oh my God. Even as Margo has tried...
Wait.
I tried what?
Go on.
Even as Margo has tried, carve out a little of her own.
What?
What?
That's literally what it says. It says the two have been inseparable ever since, even as Margo has tried to carve out a life of her own.
DJ Academic says wrote this.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Torochoco revealed she recently landed a waitressing job at a local bar.
Oh, okay. Bam. Okay.
There's another quote.
Who was the sex doll handling their food? It's impossible first, but if it was, I don't want nut with nut dripping out his mouth bringing me a steak. I'm good.
Okay, hold on. She can't walk by herself. She needs help. Torochoco said of the limitations facing his bride-to-be, who also cannot cook.
No shit.
Is my man acting like his sex doll is handicapped? Oh.
Fam, who wrote this article?
I'll tell.
Yo, this is damn, a slow this is news week.
Very slow news week.
There's no date set for their nuptials, and yes, we are fully aware that Margo is a sex doll with her own Instagram page that Torochoco maintains.
What's an Instagram page? No, we're putting this up.
ASAP.
It's loading. Her Instagram is Margo_party.
Oh.
Margo party?
That's a nasty handle.
How your sex doll do coke?
Margo party?
Margo_party.
How do you spell Margo?
Margot.
It's not coming up.
No,
she blocked me?
There's no.
Or is there no T?
There's no T.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Damn, I didn't even spell this shit right. Wowzers. Wait, this nigga took his sex doll on So You Think You Can Dance? He can't walk.
They were first runner
up. Oh, that was a comedy club.
Oh, yo, he's.
Their whole relationship is a joke. Yo. This nigga's whole life. How you palming a sex doll titty?
For the picture and then
for the gram.
For the gram. Grab the fuck out her titty. I'm about to follow.
Yeah, how much you think he spends on clothes for a sex doll?
Does she got OnlyFans?
Yo. Yo, what's the picture to video ratio?
Yo,
this shit is wild. But god damn, this shit is wild.
Fam, that's her taking the plastic surgery? Nah, fam. Why'd they give her lip injections?
Yo, son.
But anyway, the podcast people can't see this.
Wow. No, go follow it.
Yeah, go follow.
Play along, guys.
Play along. Margo_party. Goddamn.
Wow. Fam, somebody paid a doctor to do this for real, and the doctor had to sit there and like take this shit seriously.
The doctor charged what he always charges.
Hell yeah, he charged him double for wasting his goddamn time. Said, I had to go in on a Saturday to deal with this bullshit.
Wow, I cannot believe this.
Oh man, the world is a crazy.
Man, the fact that he found this chick at a bar. let's simmer on that fact real quick.
Who
left their sex doll behind? Like, bro, how tired of Margo were they?
No. Who brought their sex doll to a bar first and then abandoned their sex doll at a bar?
They're fitting her for a wedding dress.
Yes, they are.
The size is on the it's on the factory line. Just look for the package.
She got her wedding dress from Toys R Us online.
Wow.
Fucking AmericanDoll.com.
Oh, shit.
Is she missing teeth?
What?
What, he knocking her out already?
Lewis, no. He's having dinner.
Wait. No.
Wait.
No. Already? Like, what?
Look, have you seen this nigga?
Stop.
Have you seen him?
Oh, God.
That's a big dude from Kazakh.
Yeah.
Kazakhstan. Just
how you take a picture with a nigga's sex doll? These two niggas just like chilling with her.
I wouldn't go anywhere near that doll.
Wow, this is, I'm.
Can we go home?
I don't know what to say.
Are we done?
You started this.
Yeah, it was the last.
They got a sexy shower picture together.
Why is this sex doll modeling?
All right, we're moving on from this.
We can.
No, well, anyway, I'm going to wrap up the podcast now.
I'm going to wrap you up.
Anyway, this has been episode 78, I said, right? 78.
I'm still looking at the sex doll.
Oh,
this shit is gross.
78 of the Honorable Mention Podcast.
Chris, I can't believe
as
you put
always,
us onto this.
You guys can
you
find
IGTV?
Me on Instagram and Twitter at DuckJordan_. You can also find me on homebodymerch.com for all your homebody needs. James, where can the good people find you? Yeah, you know, y'all can find me on Instagram at just JUST_. Hey, Lou, where can the good people find you on Instagram? Yeah, you know, Oya Chico.
I'm Louis.
Oya Chico. You know, you can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters.
This bitch got bridesmaids.
See? At Louis the Designer. That's L-U-I-S.
The best way
bro,
to spell
really
Louis
had this
the Designer.
Bitch in a hospital bed.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, guys.
With the scalpel.
Hey, yo, Marcel. Where could everybody
they
find you?
This bitch how to do yoga, nigga.
On the socials and shit.
I don't know how
don't even bend.
I don't even know to know how yoga works.
Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at drumfu_ or drum_foo.
It's
D-U-R-M-F-U,
man.
And
this nigga took a sex doll to a fucking male strip club.
Listen, guys, 2019 has been real. We appreciate everybody
How you
been
pay
listening.
Other niggas to dance with
and,
your fuck toy?
You know, the United of States.
Wait. They have video.
I want to shout out my girl, Marge
video?
Baby. I love you. Our one listener. It's going to be the only listener we get in 2020, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Shout out all the people in Belgium. Everybody
y'all
gotta
go
Spotify.
Y'all got to go.
Yo, shout out Kazakhstan, man.
Kazakhstan. Uzbekistan,
this nigga smoke cigarettes.
Everybody that can do a handstand. This has possibly been the most flagrant fucking podcast episode that we've done. And these niggas chose
throw your whole phone away, man.
The ugliest of numbers, 78.
Throw that dude away, please.
Listen,
get that dude some help,
guys. I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Wait, when they get divorced
and all that shit,
don't take half his shit.
I hope so.
And
I hope to God that she does.
Listen, we just gonna catch y'all. We gonna catch y'all in 2020. Hopefully, we'll be back.
She better not leave that sex doll on another bar.
Probably won't.
I probably won't because I'm trying to grow in life. So later,
man, you come home, your sex doll getting fucked by another nigga.
No.